This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to summer. It's going to be another hot one out there. I'm actually hoping that all of a sudden the fog will roll in and let us all off the
things down.
Yes. Although I think the end of the week looks a little cooler. Like today will be the hottest day. And then, I don't know, my app says rain. I think you guys said we're looking at Saturday, possible rain. What is happening? It's like a whole new weather pattern.
Saturday.
Oh, you have thunderstorms for Saturday? Mm-hmm. Thunderstorm sounds nice. We haven't seen one of those in a while. Anyway, it's summer. Welcome. Vinny, what do the people have to say?
Hey, I wanted to mention something real quick, if I could. I didn't talk about it in the news, but there are more and more breaking stories about how the NFL is planning to... here's one of the reports. The Dolphins owner says, the NFL season will definitely happen. Absolutely, definitely happening. So these guys, despite what we know... are somehow going to get out on the field and play contact sport during a COVID-19 or a pandemic crisis. So I don't know how, but I'm looking forward to it, and I
good
want
luck
it to happen.
Them. Prove us all. Prove us wrong.
All right. I know that basketball is trying to figure out how they can get the playoffs to happen before, you know, it's too late. I know baseball is trying to somehow figure out how to do games. Right. But the NFL, they are just looking like they're planning to go about business as usual.
What?
So.
What about it? We're doing this. You got something to say about it, huh? What'd you say?
Right. If anybody can do it, they can do it.
Yeah, well, they'll muscle their way in.
They have all the money.
Yep. I think we're going to do it. The Bears need to play.
Yeah. Well, I think they do. I think the Niners need to play, too. I just don't know how, but I'm in.
You really want these guys out on the street with all this excess energy to burn? I don't think so. You know, you got to get them on the field. It's the only way we're all safe.
All
don't
right.
you know?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote us today. Morning, radio fam. I just saw Sarah's Instagram has a check mark. She is official now.
Well done. Thank you. And I'm back, by the way. I've already posted a couple things this morning. You know, I'm unstoppable.
I'm golf clapping you, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate the golf clap. Let's just keep it low key this week, huh?
Vin, if your airline canceled the flights, you should be able to get a refund. That's from 408. No, they didn't cancel. I canceled because I realized 2 months ago, there's no way we're going to Mexico. It ain't happening.
Like,
it's just not happening. There's no way we're doing it. So we'd planned it back in, I want to say, November we bought our tickets.
Jesus.
And here we are, you know, there's no way. So... it's fine, whatever. I want my money back, but I also will fly somewhere someday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't know. I would love to go somewhere someday.
I mean, if I have to just make it a credit, and if that's how that's going to go, then so be it. I don't want
that. As long as it doesn't
that.
Expire or something. That's what's, you know, like, okay, it's a credit, but what if 2021 is also canceled? Please don't let it be canceled. 1 year's enough. I don't have that many years left. I can't afford to cancel a whole year.
If you are so upset about having the government dictate how they manage their health, well, then welcome to being a woman. Mm. Oh, if people are so upset about having government dictate how they manage their health, welcome to being a woman. Okay.
No doubt.
What does that mean?
Oh, let's not get into it. You know, that's, we're just trying to get through this day together. I was watching Little Women. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You.
I watched the movie over the weekend, and it's just, you know, it is really amazing how far we've come in the last century, and we take it for granted, and we shouldn't. A lot of women and men, I'm sure, fought very hard battles to get women just what we've got today. Hold on to it and keep scrabbling, girls. Come on, it ain't over. And it was bad not that long ago. We've seen Mad Men. Come on.
You haven't seen Mad Men. What do you know of it?
I've heard about it.
Oh, okay.
I saw a couple episodes. I was like, yep, that looks bad.
You're citing an unwatched source. You can't do that.
Well, I'm saying it wasn't that long ago. I mean, Jesus, even when I was first coming up in radio, it's just, I mean, just some of the stuff was that was acceptable.
650 says, Vinny, if you like Netflix movie with Kumail Nanjiani, you should watch his movie, The Big Sick, a comedy he wrote with his wife and was nominated for an Oscar for. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I personally liked that. For whatever reason, I just thought Lovebirds was light and fun, and there was a couple heavier moments about relationships where you just all, oh, crunch. Because everybody who's in a relationship has had those moments where you just all, God, should we just break up already?
Right. This is hard.
Let's
break up.
Way too much water under the bridge for us to pretend like it hasn't happened. You know?
I love you, water under the bridge.
I have to say, Alaska Airlines is amazing. I had 4 tickets to Mexico for my son and his friends, and when I called them, they waived the change fee issued. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hold on.
What airline are you on?
I don't remember what we picked, but Alaska is excellent. I will say that. I don't think we were taking Alaska to Mexico, though. Anyway, I can't find the second part of that text. I'll probably find it right after I move on.
Sounds like it was a happy ending, though.
415 says, The Wrong Missy is hysterical. Definitely a must watch. I did think it was very funny, too. I just thought the premise where David Spade is this guy with a supermodel who wants him and then this other crazy lady. And
he's not famous. He's
right.
Just
David
some
Spade
dude.
In real life is that guy.
Yeah.
The character in this movie, you're just like, oh, come on.
I got to buy this. This is the guy.
This guy.
Well, anyway. I tell you, if it's as hot today as it was yesterday, I will be watching an afternoon movie because I was so sweaty yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to go in and watch a movie. I'm just not even going to do this. It's too hot.
In your she shack?
No, I was gardening. I tried to get an early start. Problem is I slept till 10. So that was off the table. I know. So I get out there. By the time I get out there, I'm like, holy blazing hell. I went inside and watched Emma. Woo.
Wow, you watched Emma and Little Women?
And Incredible Invisible Man. Invisible Man. Just Invisible.
The Invisible Man. You watched, really?
Yeah, I did 3 All movies right. over the weekend.
Well, that's 4. You know what? Yeah, that sounds normal. I watched the Sonic the Hedgehog.
You got to have watched Trolls again.
I watched Trolls World Tour again, and then I also, which I rented for the 3rd time now.
So you're $60 in now.
I'm $60 in on that and don't own it yet.
Hmm. They are really benefiting from this.
They have caught parents in a
Pickle.
Spot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think 2 weeks.
I have all my, what did you say? 2 weeks it's
2 more weeks before it's ready to buy.
Oh, then it's going to be for the low, low price of $50.
A little over 2 weeks.
I would kill to have my hair done in a pedicure. So tired of trying to keep up with my own gray roots and cutting my own bangs. Please bring my hairdresser back when it's safe, of course.
Yeah, of course. I think I'm going to stop dyeing my hair. I'm just going to let it go gray.
Nice.
Yeah, do it. Why wouldn't you?
I can't think of one reason. And I'm not going to see you guys till September, right? Is that what the company said?
Well, that's the current situation. Who knows if that stays that way or what? Like through the end of the year, you know?
Yeah.
And we see it every
day. I have a couple inches, couple good solid inches of gray right there.
Yeah, let it go. What's that? What is that? Keanu's girlfriend is fully gray and she looks great.
I should look at her.
Look her up.
My mom will start yelling at me like she always says, "You look old." I'm like, "You just think I look old because it makes you look older." When you have an old-looking daughter, what does that say about you?
You too. I saw her baiting you on Instagram. It was something like, it was something about a boating.
Oh, was it the Trump
regatta or something like that? And she was.
I was
they
like,
were
"Well,
there.
there's the final nail in Florida's coffin as far as me ever moving there. Really, you guys are having boating Trump parades? Okay, yep. I'll be over here in California."
I think she wrote something like, "This was a blast," and I just thought, "Oh boy, Sarah's just spinning in Mill Valley somewhere."
Yeah. See, she looks. This lady looks like Helen Mirren. Like she looks older. You know, she'd have a whole different look if she didn't have white hair. She looks like his mom. I hate to say it.
Oh, well, then God, I guess that just changed your opinion of what you're going to allow to happen, huh?
It did. You know, she's attractive. I'm not saying she isn't. It's just definitely, you know, the gray hair ages you. I have a girlfriend who went and got, like, parts of it done in white with, like, streaks of black. It looked kind of amazing. You know,
well, that she's defeating the point if she's going and getting it done, though. Like,
yeah, I know, letting it grow out, she was figuring out a way to sort of blend it in, and as it got whiter, but hers did seem to be pretty white. Like, mine is just going to be ugly ass salt and pepper, you know? Oh, well, whatever. I can always dye it again.
510 says, U2 Unforgettable Fire was their fourth album, and they toured it 83-84. That would be the tour I'm talking about.
Okay.
Next was Joshua Tree 13, in 86, 14. And that's when they exploded. Yeah, this was the Unforgettable Fire tour then, because I was little. You're right. I was a little kid.
Is that
kid
the one with Bullet the Blue Sky on it?
I think so.
Hmm.
And No Mine Town. I haven't listened to U2 records in a long time.
Yeah. And I never really asked the stream to just give me that, you know?
Right.
We were over the weekend, we saw some ad, like a KTEL kind of thing. And it was a half hour long infomercial that we got trapped in. It was for soft rock. And first there was like these people who were sort of presenting it, and they were hilarious. So we started watching, but then it was like all these bands, all these soft rock, like 10cc and Ambrosia and Orleans. And I was like, this is awesome. And they're like, you can only buy this. I'm like, no, I can tell that lady over there on my countertop to stream this for me. So all weekend long, we streamed the hits of this. It was like listening to 70s radio again. Dan Fogelberg,
Longer. Who are these bands? Who did you just mention? Orleans?
Yeah, they were like, still the one. And,
I've never heard of that. What's
sure
the other
have.
One you did? Ambrosia?
Yeah, they had all these different... Well, one of the guys from Ambrosia was trying to hawk this thing. It was like some spokeslady-looking lady. And then some guy who was in his pushing 60 with like little glasses and white, you know, his hair like a cool guy. I used to be cool in the... Oh,
what am I hearing?
This is like a soft rock hit of the 70s. I must have heard this three times this weekend. With your feet up, dance with me.
Oh God, no.
Oh yeah. Uh-uh. Oh, we were out there laughing our asses off, dancing. It was so fun. My kids
I'll take
are like,
Trolls World
what
Tour
happened?
Over this. Good
grief. Oh, it was
grief.
Fun. Like Sailing by Christopher Cross. There were some Styx songs mixed in. It was great.
Sarah, your AC unit might have a leak.
You know, there's something going on with it. I really believe it. This is only a 2,000 square foot house. Like, I should be able to cool this thing down in 10 minutes.
Another person, 415, says, Sarah, yes, your house AC uses Freon just like your car. It just comes with a way bigger can. You need a pro to fix it.
Yeah, I'm getting a pro. I'm going to tell John. I'm going to say, everyone said it's broken. Everyone. Everyone told me. And I want it fixed.
I'm sure he's going to be thrilled, as if
well,
he
look,
didn't
he
have
wants
enough
it
to
too.
Do
look, he does have a lot to do, but this is top of the list. Move everything down one peg. Put this one at the top.
Sarah, you should have your air conditioning serviced. Every few years, they'll check your Freon and levels and see if it's correct. You know what I've been tripping on? When is the last time you I've heard you need to sort of clean your washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. Not the lint thing, but there's a, in your washer, there's something
you need.
It's like
a tub, right? You need to.
I've never done that. Ever.
Me either.
Okay. No. Good. Well, then I guess.
But I washed the ring and I, but oh, yes, I have too. Heard that. And it actually asked me, clean tub? I'm like, I don't know what that is. Just wash. Just go ahead and wash. Everything seems fine.
Boy. Well, good. Then we're both fixing for trouble. That sounds good.
Yep.
Thanks for giving kudos to grocery store and other essential workers as well. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something. We don't say it enough, but thank you to everyone who has continued to work through this time, including that's fire and police and lifeguards and
plumbers,
nurses and doctors and, you know, all of the support staff at the hospitals and doctor's offices. Thank you so much for suiting up every day while we sit here and hide. We do appreciate it. And grocery store people. I mean, all the people at the stores that.
Well, and the people who deliver that food and unload it and stock it. And I mean, it's, you know, not just, it's every, it, look, you know, there were a few weeks in there before, you know, when everyone just didn't know what was happening and we didn't have an end in sight. And we, I felt like, wow, we're all actually doing this. We're really working together and each playing our role in this thing. And it feels like that's, we're losing that now. There's a lot of anger and rightfully so. I mean, you know, people do need to work and support themselves, but I do feel like, you know, in some ways the best of us came out in this thing. And I was, you know, looking for a silver lining, and I was grateful for that.
I have a few more texts, but while you're talking about seeing the worst in people, you got to look up the video of the Home Depot paint fight. It's epic.
Oh, is it real? As in,
it's,
like,
it's four dudes who've lost their minds. You just can't. And one of the dudes, like a couple of the dudes are kind of small and one of the dudes is huge. And you just go, oh, dude, you're beating up people. You're fighting people who are half your size. What a loser.
There's probably a profanity in it, right? But
I didn't even listen to it, but it's definitely a watch.
Okay. Just show it to me. So they're outside in the parking lot.
Yeah. And I don't know why they're fighting, but they are fighting. They're having a paint fight. They're covered in paint.
That sounds fun.
Oh, God, he just smashed it on the truck.
Yep. Oh, and this is even late in the game.
Oh, that guy is very, very large.
Yeah. You see the paint everywhere?
All
over the
ground.
All over
all the people and all over the car and the ground. And
it's not. Everybody is
I was actually talking about the best in people coming out. But now here we go.
925 says, hello, doing my run, listening to you guys. Laugh and smile on my face.
They're just, why are people so awful? That is ruining everything. I would so be too.
To the Facebook page too.
Please do. Yes,
do that.
You need to see that.
Well, 925 says, hello, doing my run, listening to you guys. Laugh and smile on my face. Vinny, before the little ones were born, you would talk about metal albums. Now he's talking about Trolls. It's refreshing.
It's nice. Listen, things change. You got to roll with it.
Yeah, I don't have. And I'm so, on top of having two little kids, I'm also outnumbered just women to men.
Yeah.
And there is a he woman man haters club thing going on out there that really.
Yeah, that's my girls.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! I had the exact opposite thing, just boys everywhere.
I just find myself going, I'm going to go upstairs.
Yeah. No, Daddy, no, it's time for the tea party.
Wait, what? No, I mean, I'm telling you, they are like, it's all girls. It's girls only, Dad. And I'm like,
oh, I'm sure if I was you, I'd be like, awesome. I got to go. Well, I'm going to the beach.
Here in my own house. All right. That's great. Mm. So glad. I'll go. You know what I'll go do? I'll go pay the bills upstairs. Thanks, everyone.
That seems to be the role, then. So have fun. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I, for one, had a great day today with you kids. Vinny, just, you know, you were in a great mood.
Well, I'm always in a great mood.
For
you know
once.
Me.
Oh,
yeah, for once.
Get out of here. How dare you? Super well, now I'm in a bad mood. Thanks
oh,
a lot.
Stop. Oh, well, fine. We'll see you tomorrow. Try to cheer up by tomorrow.
Now I got crap with you guys. That's it. I'm out of here. Punks.
Yeah. What are you up to today? You going to try and see if any surfs? I guess, is it too hot for that? What happens in the summer?
No,
is
it... I don't. It's not. That's not in the cards for me. I'm absolutely walking out the door to take on my one-year-old. What about
Yay!
You?
Yay! Oh, I don't know. The day stretches out in front of me. I probably do a little Instagramming, and I have a whole new idea for sewing masks that I think is actually they're kind of cool. It's like sort of a combo regular face mask that's tight to your face plus a bandana. Oh,
you're revolutionizing the mask business.
I'm not revolutionizing it, but I definitely did come up with a new design that I think is kind of I don't know. It's kind of cool. Hide your neck. It's, you know, that's what I'm looking for, basically.
Okay.
Anywho, have a great day, you guys. And we will check you back here tomorrow. It'll already be hump day.
Thank you.
But with no survivor.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.